Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, brain boosters. This is your friendly neighborhood creativity coach, Jake Carter, here to kickstart your day with a dose of inspiration and practical tips. Today, we're diving into something super important. Those pesky negative thoughts that can sometimes hijack our minds and drag us down. We all have them, the inner critic whispering doubts, anxieties creeping in, or that nagging feeling of not good enough. But what if I told you there are ways to tackle these thought patterns head-on and reclaim your mental space? That's right, brain boosters. We're talking about cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, a powerful tool for rewiring those negative thoughts and replacing them with positive, empowering ones. Now, before you picture yourself in a stuffy therapist's office, relax. CBT isn't just about long sessions on the couch. It's about practical techniques and strategies you can use in everyday life to literally change how your brain thinks. Think of it like this. Your thoughts are like little software programs running inside your head. Sometimes these programs get outdated or buggy, leading to those unwanted negative outcomes. CBT is all about identifying those faulty programs, understanding how they work, and then replacing them with healthier, more constructive ones. Pretty cool, right? All right, let's dive into 5 key takeaways from CBT that can help you overcome those negative thoughts. 1. Challenge your thoughts. Ever felt like your mind is playing tricks on you, amplifying negativity even when things aren't so bad? That's your inner critic taking over. CBT teaches you to question those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Is there another way to look at this situation? By challenging those assumptions, you can start to break free from their grip. 2. Focus on the facts. We often get caught up in emotional storms, letting our feelings cloud our judgment. CBT encourages us to focus on the facts of a situation, separating them from our emotions. Imagine this. You're stressed about an upcoming presentation. Instead of dwelling on your fear of failure, list down the concrete steps you've taken to prepare, practicing your speech, gathering your notes, etc. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how our minds can race a mile a minute, jumping from thought to thought? Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button. It involves paying attention to the present moment without judgment, observing your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. There are tons of mindfulness techniques. You can try deep breathing exercises, meditation, even just taking a few moments to appreciate the sights and the sounds around you. 4. Identify your triggers. We all have things that tend to set us off, whether it's certain people, situations, or even thoughts. By recognizing your triggers, you can start to manage them more effectively. 5. Reframe negative thoughts. This is a game changer. Instead of letting those negative thoughts run rampant, CBT teaches you to reframe them in a more positive light. For example, instead of saying I'm not good enough, try telling yourself I'm learning and growing every day. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting. Your mind starts racing, I'm going to be fired. This is a disaster. But hold on, brain booster. Remember the CBT tools we just talked about. Challenge that thought. Is it really a disaster? Will being a few minutes late ruin your career? Probably not. Focus on the facts. You have called ahead, letting them know you're running behind. Breathe deeply and practice mindfulness and notice the sights and sounds around you. This moment doesn't define you. Reframe that thought. Okay, this is frustrating, but I can still handle it. I'll make the most of the situation. So there you have it, brain boosters. CBT isn't about erasing your negative thoughts entirely, that's unrealistic. It's about learning to manage them, challenge them, and ultimately choose more empowering ways of thinking. Remember, you are capable of writing your mental script. Start small, practice those techniques, and watch as your thoughts begin to shift towards positivity and growth. Keep those brains firing on all cylinders. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little brain boost. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.